listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with the Fresh News Update. The state government has announced a 20% boost in funding for the domestic, family and sexual violence sector for the next year. Stephen Miles says he isn't content with the extra $36 million from his government, though. He's heading to National Cabinet this week to ask for it to be matched.
We've made a contribution here. It's an increased contribution on top of what we regularly contribute. And there's an opportunity, I think, for the Australian government to also increase their funding commitment.
The inquest into the tragic deaths of two Logan toddlers continues today. The girls aged 2 and 13 months were left in a car by their mother for 9 hours with temperatures exceeding 60 degrees inside. The inquest heard yesterday of repeated attempts by the mother's former partner to contact child safety. Beachside bars may be a common sight on the Gold Coast if Mayor Tom Tate has his way. A successful trial of the bar at Currawa could be extended to other locations, including Surfers Paradise, Coolangatta and The Spit. However, council would require permission from the state government to sort out land tenure and environmental issues. Optus customers on the Tweed are set to benefit from improved services. The telco signing a network sharing agreement with TPG. Optus Vice President Andrew Sheridan says it's going to speed up their larger plans as a result.
Optus has committed to fast-track the rollout of 5G in regional areas, allowing us to complete our 5G rollout 2 years earlier than planned.
Work on the new Pizzy Park pump track is expected to be finished by the end of the week. A pump track doesn't need too much pedalling. Instead, it uses rolling humps for riders to gain momentum. The facility also features rollable mounds and various jumps for bikes and skateboarders to enjoy. Updating sport. And Gold Coast Suns' Jake Rogers has been announced as the Round 7 Rising Star nominee. Rogers was playing just his second AFL game and had 22 disposals, 13 contested possessions and 8 score involvements to go with a maiden AFL goal in Sunday's 37-point win over West Coast. And for a more in-depth look at the Gold Coast top stories, simply search everything Gold Coast on the Listener app.